Welcome to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac, a show about how to break through obstacles that may be holding you back in life or business. And now your host of Breakthrough Thinking, certified master practitioner in neuro-linguistic programming, business consultant, and CPA, Dave Isaac.
Live from the 1010 Studios in Phoenix, Arizona, you are listening to Breakthrough Thinking. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Dave Isaac, the host of Breakthrough Thinking, and if it is the third Tuesday of every month, it must be Mind Your Own Business, and I don't mean it insulting, but it is the title of the show starring Barbara Haggerty. Barbara, how are you?
Good. How are you doing, Dave?
I am good. What was Kurt doing? Actually, I hear some...
Kurt's doing like a line dance or something.
I hear some people in the background.
Oh, it's the mic arena, I think.
Do you hear something on the mic?
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Now I don't hear anything. Anyway, I think Kurt was dancing.
How come Kurt's not keeping us in the straight and narrow today?
I'm not sure. We're
going
to have to...
Where are you going, Kurt?
Oh, he can't talk through the window, but... But Kurt was
but
dancing.
But he does sign language.
Yeah, he does.
I understand he's signing.
Oh, yeah. It looks like he's driving. That gesture we don't like. Anyway, okay, ladies and gentlemen. So, Barbara, so how are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, yes. Unfortunately, there was an accident along the way here at 12th Street.
What type?
But it's cleaned up now.
Auto accident?
Yeah.
Ooh, where's Allstate
so
when you need
it?
Help
me up a little bit.
So,
you're promoting Allstate?
No, not really. Farmers, I don't know. Oh,
Farmers,
American
State Farm,
Family.
American Family.
No, I have some clients at American Family. They're very nice. Let me do a shout-out.
I personally have State
Luke
Farm.
Luke Schaefer. Oh, really?
Yeah, I have a State Farm pen right
I
here.
I think I have State Farm. I'm not sure. Let me see. This is a State Farm pen.
I'm actually a Service Master fan, but...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They don't do insurance.
No, they don't.
They clean up, though.
But they sort of work with them in a way.
Yeah,
there's no
up.
Doubt. So this is a great show. It's going to be a two-hour special, Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty.
Wow, this is exciting. And we're going to talk about you most of the time. Is that it?
Me?
Oh, no, it's not. This is not the show we talk about you.
You or me?
You.
Oh, you? No, you. No, you. Not about me.
Dave, I thought we were discussing you.
Well, we could.
Like
but
your personality and that.
Oh, my personality, what I did last weekend.
Yeah.
No, I can't do that. That
you can?
Would be
nothing personal?
No, maybe another time I'll blog on
Oh, I
it.
See. So you can be shy. You have a shy thing.
I do.
You have a little shy side.
Yeah, I have a shy side. Where's Kurt's missing again? Where did
Kurt's
he go?
Missing. We got a new guy.
Oh, yeah.
We got a new guy. Who's the new guy?
Tom. Meet Tom.
Tom, hi.
And he's dancing too all of a sudden.
I like
Hey,
Tom.
I like your tie, Tom. Yeah, it's good.
I like the name Tom.
You do?
Yeah.
How do you spell it backwards?
M-O-T.
Oh, okay. The Motley Crue. Remember them?
Yes, I do.
They moved into my house when I rented it.
They did?
Yeah. Was that was Motley Crue the guy with the Tommy Lee? Was that him?
Yeah.
I think it was.
Please don't test my band knowledge.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So anyway, today we're going to talk about...
I was high for most of those years.
You were what? What did she say, Tom?
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, see, flashback. Anyway, we're going to talk a lot of good stuff today. Mind Your Own Business, of course, this is a process, NLP, and a good business concept show. That's what people need. And we're going to talk about the following things. We're going to talk about the three keys to business success. That is very important.
First key.
Well, we'll talk about it in a few seconds, but or a few minutes. But let's give the outline, because three keys to business success. If you're a business, you better listen to this. And also seven integrated concepts that should be built into the corporate culture. Wow, who's calling?
Who has a cell phone on in the middle of a meeting?
I know,
goodness.
I can't believe it. I always tell people.
I don't tolerate that very well.
Wow, you're going to kick me off the show now.
Yeah, you're right of here with that cell phone.
Uh-oh, and the seven integrated concepts built in that should be built into the culture of your company. And it's really, if you look at it, it's really seven strategic keys to mindset success. That sounds sort of sexy, right?
It does sound sexy.
Yeah.
I like sexy.
Oh, great.
Yes.
That's a different show. Okay, shut down the studio. Let's go home. All right. And then you got some good stuff with the seven.
I get seven steps to business excellence, which I hope we can mix them together with your concepts here. And I think we discussed this a little bit before.
I think we absolutely can do that. Now, let's start with sort of the general concept of the most important keys to business. You have to have all three. You can't have just one. You can't just have two. All three must be in place to be successful in business. And here they are. Number one.
Maybe the listeners know. Let's leave the third one.
Oh, yeah, we could leave it out. We could always give the number out if you feel that you know what they are, if you want to share, if you want to comment. Call in at 602-296-3632. That's 602-296-3632. Now, the first one is I think, really obvious. Now, if you're in business, any business, if people don't know you exist...
Let's give us a hint first.
What happens? Yeah, here's the hint. They have to know you exist.
And
right?
How do we do that? How do we...
Well, the first step is exposure. So pipeline, distribution channel, exposure. People have to know you exist, or else who are they going to call?
So how do we expose ourselves?
Well, thanks a lot.
This is what we're talking about.
All right. We are on Ustream.tv, and Barbara will
And we're talking about exposing business. What are you talking about?
That's really developing a pipeline. Look at Tom. Help. Come back in here. All right. Pipelines. Yeah. So... Really, it's. I'm just going to give the three, and then we could discuss how and what that means. But many people just don't have enough of a process. And Barbara, we could talk about that. How to build exposure, meaning how to build a distribution channel, how to build pipelines, and there's two of them. There's vertical pipelines and horizontal pipelines. So
interesting.
Yeah, and if you think about that, if you don't have pipelines and people don't know you exist, you will not stay in business, guaranteed.
That's right.
Right?
Absolutely right.
And because the second one is quality product or service. And we'll go back to these three specifically, but quality product or service or perceived value. If you don't have a quality product or service or perceived value, even if you have a pipeline and people know you exist, they won't come back because it's not quality. Then you will be out of business again.
So that's two. One can't go without the other.
Exactly. And then the third one... Third one is what?
Let's just let the listeners think about that.
Oh, yeah. Let's have
They may call in because, you know, give them a clue.
That's right. Well, it's...
What do we do with that
yeah.
exposure? And then what do we do with the good quality product or service?
Or
what
perceived
do
value.
We do with it?
Exactly. That's the third hint. And call in if you want, 602-296-3632. And we will talk about that third one in a second. But let's go back. Let's do a little generalization. What we'll do is integrate the seven integrated concepts in with this because this is very important. There's many things to business, right, Barbara? And these top three things, we've named two of them so far, are very important. And with behind the scenes, I call it, it's very important to integrate seven integrated concepts into the culture of your business. Now, even if you're a solo practitioner, you still have a culture. You still have an environment. So I think that's important. Here's the first one. I'm going to say the first one. Stress and control are inversely proportionate. What the heck does that mean?
Yeah, what does that mean? Come on.
What do you think it means?
You can control what you think, or you cannot control what you think.
Yeah.
If you're really emotional and stressed, you can't control what you think.
Absolutely.
Am I right?
You are very
that's
correct.
That's an NLP something or other to... reverse that.
A very good NLP concept. Stress and control are inversely proportionate. Meaning,
because
Barbara,
if I am totally stressed out, I'm not thinking clearly.
And that's
one.
A problem.
That's a major problem, and that'll filter through anything.
There's no question about that. So stress is not very supportive in business and or life.
Mm-mm.
And if you think about it, again, stress and control are inversely proportionate. Meaning, the less control you think you have, very likely the more stress you can be under because you have nothing. You don't know how to get out of it. You face with a situation. Either you don't have the confidence to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have
the skill set.
The skill set, exactly.
The facts.
Yeah.
To get out of it, like all.
And how you've seen people in stress before? Describe a couple of your your experiences in life, in business, or whatever. When people are in stress. What happens? I mean, how do they, in business?
I would prefer to describe it in business and keep it a business show.
Okay, good point.
Because we'd go on forever all day long if it was personal.
That's
my personal stress.
Oh, we could talk about that. We could turn it into...
We could do 5 minutes on that.
Oh, really?
But in business, what I see in business, and this is over 30 years, 25, 30 years.
You look so young.
I am so young.
See, Tom? Wow, he's smiling.
So young.
Wow, he looks eager. Wow, okay. He's winking at me.
Oh, my goodness. I need to turn around.
Yeah, why?
He's winking at me.
Oh, yeah. There we go. All right, so
stress in business affects the bottom line, period.
Yeah.
Always. It affects your bottom line. If you're in business and you're stressed, something has to give, and it usually costs you money. And it either costs money, and help me if I'm getting this all kind of out of whack. But
no, you're right on right now.
But I think it affects the bottom line in two ways. One, you will either pay more or pay for something you don't need, or pay too much for something that you don't need, or you don't pay for something that you desperately need.
You know,
and either way, that's going to cost you money. So in business, you're right. Stress, there's no room for stress in our personal life. We need a healthy amount of stress to balance this, but it's how we control it and how we handle it. And it's the same with business. We take a look at our business model. I brought you a little sample wellness check.
Oh, you did.
So when you're talking about stress, I like to call this a wellness checkup.
You know, that's a great idea. Wow.
I prefer to keep positive words around a business rather than what's the problem with your business.
Yeah.
Well, let's do a wellness check on your business. If you go to a doctor, they're going to do a checkup. So we do a checkup. Then we just see need areas. We see what areas we need for improvement. So here's some areas that may cause high-level stress. And each one of them, I'll guarantee, and I'm sure you can back me up in this, that it'll affect the bottom line in some way or another.
There's no question, and we'll get into the detail of this if you want later, because I like what you have here. And it does lead to the stress and having a wellness check so you can de-stress, if you want to say it. Now, you said it earlier, Barbara. You said stress causes really a serious issue with thinking, because when people are under stress or anger or frustrated, they're not going to think as clearly. Now, if you're not thinking as clearly, well, let's put it this way. Let's say you had a pilot that was always under stress. Would you want to be on that airplane?
Mm-mm,
if they were
no.
Because they're not going to be as aware. They're not going to react as quickly. They're not going to plan out things. People under stress, number one in business, will not go very far usually, because they're going to be really reacting, fighting fires, and that's maybe why they're under stress. And they're not going to even look at the proper cost structure. They're not going to get past their own limitations, basically, is what happens.
Well, it's a hamster.
Yeah, that's another way to look at it.
It's just a hamster, because you're stressed out, you're fighting fires, you're reactive rather than proactive. And, you know, in an ideal world, if we could just shut the business down for a month and get a good team of people in there, put everything in place, get everybody trained, know exactly how we're going to handle it, role play the customer, do everything perfect, open the door, and off we go. Now, what are we like? The military? Isn't that what we do with the military forces? We take them, we boot camp them, we train them, and they go to war, and they know exactly what to do. We don't do that in business.
No, it's so, like, here's your job, and go for it, and you never know what the job is.
And especially small business that we specialize in. We love small business, but it's very stressful. It's high levels of stress, and it doesn't have the disposable cash that a corporation has, you know, to put a lot of systems in place. So they're struggling, and they're putting systems in place while they're changing the wheels on the bus, while the bus is moving.
Well,
and the bus is also full of people.
Exactly. And so what we're talking about is, a lot of listeners may be saying, well, I can't help the stress. Look at the economy. My sales are down. You hear that all the time.
I do hear that all the time.
Yeah.
And I do. You ask me about stressful situations. That's the most stressful situation, is that ball. Like every day, you wake up, it's the same thing every day, and you can't get out of it. What you can do is take one little piece at a time.
Exactly.
Because all the books in the world, I just actually had a conversation earlier, but all the books in the world that you can read tell me that you can read. They don't tell me that you can apply anything or understand it. They tell me that you can read and you can repeat it. So you can read and learn and repeat, but
that's
can
right.
you implement it?
That's going to be important. Yeah,
because that's important. You and I can write these concepts, and I can write the 7 laws to business success all day long.
Oh, yeah.
We could write volumes on it, but can we actually do it? Can we put one foot in front of the other and do it?
And that is another key to success, yeah. There's no question. But we're going to take a break now, and when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion.
And we'll go to the third.
Yes, we'll go to the third one, and we'll continue our discussion with Barbara Haggerty, Mind Your Own Business, a special edition 2-4. We're going to go over a lot of great business concepts, a lot of mindset concepts, a lot of process concepts. You integrate these, you implement these, as Barbara said, you're going to be okay. We'll be right back.
What if your house is on fire, you call 911? The firemen don't know what to do, the truck's got a flat tire, the water hose has a leak, they can't decide what to wear, and everybody wants to drive the truck. This never happens because they have a process, they follow it, they're on the same page. I'll help you put your fires out with a business process. I'm Barbara Haggerty, helping you mind your own business. 602-750-4518. Increase the bottom line now. Even a two-person business needs a process, and I specialize in small business. 602-750-4518.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. Do you like it when I say that? Starring.
You like that?
I think
you like it.
I do. I like it. I say it many, many times.
Yes,
now,
you do.
So we got three things. Let's go back to the three keys to business, because people are just sitting on their chairs. What is the third one, they're asking? Here it is.
Let us remind them of the first two.
Yeah, the first two. First one, exposure, meaning do you have a pipeline? Do people know you exist? Very, very important. You think that's don't take that and minimize that. That is very important. Quality product or service or perceived value. You have to have that as number two. In order to stay in business. And number three is a timely delivery system.
Right.
If you can't deliver your product or service in a timely way, you won't have business anyway. People won't come back. Do you see that a lot? With processes, that's really important, right, Barbara?
Yes, and I just wrote something down on each one of these. I actually wrote this down today.
Oh, good. What
I'm
do you got?
I'm more organized today.
Oh, nicely done.
I wrote how.
How do you do it?
I wrote how as the very first question right after that, and I think you did a lot of work here.
Yeah,
you're
I have
pretty
a lot.
Good when you get going. You know, you can do all kinds of detail when you get going.
I know, you just wind me up. I'm like a little top, right?
But I wrote how because you want my opinion on how are the small businesses out there react to this, because you can go in and say this all day long.
Yeah.
But your question's going to be, how do we do it?
There's no
question.
How
do we do it? And you can write it all day long,
yeah.
And they'll still say, how do I do it?
And that's the important thing. One, I'll tell you, it's all within the seven integrated concepts, but let's go specific now.
Okay.
How do you develop more exposure, a pipeline? And there's two types of pipelines, so let's go into that. There's a horizontal pipeline, which means it spreads out horizontally. It's just the masses. It's pure numbers of people. Where a vertical pipeline are different circles of influence. And if you look at that, it breaks you out of your comfort zone if you go into a different circle of influence. Barbara, you know that people are creatures of habit. They
stay in
their comfort zone, so they stay in the same networking groups that they've always been in. It doesn't mean get rid of them. It just means how do you get into a different circle of influence. So those are a couple things. Now, the other how on this.
And that'll be our sales and marketing. I'm just going to throw in the throw in your departments and your company, because I really care deeply about how people implement what you say and what I say every day. And I work alongside people, so I know how stressful it is for them to implement it. We can talk all day long, but we want to give them ideas. How do they actually do it? So that you get your sales and marketing team in there.
And you have to have a good process, and that's what you talk about. Before the process or in conjunction with it, you also have to have the beliefs. You have to have a set of beliefs that you have the confidence that you believe it is possible to not only double, triple, or quadruple in today's economy. You better truly take that in to your heart and soul, because it is possible.
And that's where you tie the NLP techniques into what I do, which is removing the fear.
Absolutely. Because
whatever that is, or removing the negativity, removing the blocks, removing, as they do in acupuncture, you just remove the block from the dis-ease.
There's no question. And also rising above your self-imposed limitations. So many, and people need to recognize they have these limitations on how much they believe unconsciously they can make, how many sales they can make. And usually that's what happens. They play out their belief system, and it really materializes on the outside world.
And we procrastinate.
Yeah.
We do all there's all kinds of excuses not to do it. But and how do they face that? They make the call.
Well, they make the call, there's no question, and they really have they should have a personal development program. Upgrading their skill sets. If you think you're the greatest salesperson, think again. I mean, it takes marketing, like you were saying. It takes sales. But it really looks...
And there's a difference there.
There's a big difference there.
There's, you know, marketing... Salespeople can capitalize so much on the marketing.
Yeah. There's no question.
And vice versa. But the sales, the how do I do it, you don't make an appointment here for this morning and then the other side of town for the afternoon, because you have too much time to think and you have too much time to stress out about it.
Well, yeah. And
there's all this procrastination time.
Well, there's definitely processes with that. And so that's good. You can integrate the processes with the mindset. So I'm a big believer that, there has to be a system, and that's what you do, Barbara, is you have a system of a sales process. You have marketing processes. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you're building the car. You also have to improve the driver, and that's where the NLP comes in. You need to continue. The listeners out there that's in business or want to be in business or even employees, if you don't upgrade your skills, you're going to slide backwards with the unemployment rate going on. If you're not competing and you have the same old skills that got you to where you are right now, and maybe that's unemployed, you better start thinking again.
Not going anywhere.
You're not. You better upgrade your skills. But that means also learning things like neuro-linguistic programming to change your belief systems, to look at what's most empowering so you can be way ahead of the competition. It's not to put someone down. It's really to be your best self.
And it's exciting to do that.
It is.
It's exciting to grow. We're here to learn lessons. How can, we just stop. If you stop growing, what happens?
Yeah,
we get boring.
Yeah. What? Oh, yeah, boring.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
We get boring.
Yeah, it's even worse.
Life gets boring.
And
we get depressed.
Yeah.
And well, we just think about the way it could have been, should have been.
Yeah, and it never ends up that way. So I'll throw out a couple things, like sales mastery and advanced negotiation certification.
Wow, that's a mouthful. Does that have like an acronym or something?
No, but I mean,
have to learn the title.
Yeah, what would that be? Okay. Sales mastery and advanced negotiation certification. Imagine if you learn that, and we'll go over that more in future shows, but that's a program that actually I'll be doing, but I'm not going to talk about that today. It just shows you examples of there's so much out there to improve yourself, to empower your beliefs, and listen also to your self-talk. If you find yourself going around many times each day saying, oh, this won't happen, I can't do this, and you hear yourself constantly in a negative statement mode, that is like programming a computer to be negative, and you're programming your brain. Barbara, have you seen, I hear this from so many people. You must hear a lot of people also in a negative mode.
Yeah.
And it's very destructive.
And they don't, you know what's sad? The sad part for me is they don't hear it.
You're right. They don't.
They really don't understand or they don't. Let me take that back. They do understand. That's an insult. They don't hear what's going on. They can hear words, but they don't hear what
it becomes
language,
such,
the language that's coming out. Yeah. And language, I learned this when I was 5 or 6 years old from my grandmother. You are what you speak.
No doubt about it. I totally agree.
If you speak it, and it changes the energy, you can test it. Anybody listening out there can test this for themselves. The next time you go to a meeting, start changing your language. Start talking negative, and you'll feel heavy.
Oh, yeah.
You'll attract complainers. People will complain.
Yeah.
There'll be something wrong with the coffee. It might even spill. Something will happen.
You'll create your environment.
Yeah. You'll create it. And then change your language back. Be happy. Because it's a choice. It's a personal choice to be happy. So this, I love what you're doing, because this is a choice. It's a choice to take a course. It's a choice to learn NLP. Like, we grew up like this, Dave. My grandmother taught us this.
Oh, really?
When we were kids, yeah.
Nice.
We really did.
Where was that, in Ireland?
In Ireland. If you have a sore stomach, yeah. If you think you have, you will have. And, you know, we read it with... Who wrote Power of Positive Thinking?
Oh, the first Norman Vincent Peale. Yeah, that one.
Norman Vincent Peale. How many years ago? 1800s
oh,
or
wow.
somewhere.
Wow, long time ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
Florence Shinn, 1816,
really?
Wrote the same language, yeah. It's been around for
Dale Carnegie.
Dale Carnegie. This is not...
it's not new.
It's new. It's a new presentation,
yeah.
But it's not a new concept.
And if one person can do it, other people can do it. Now... A lot of people say how, you know, they'll continue to say how. Well, you got to take the first step. The first step is maybe going to the library, buying a book on NLP or some other
CD.
CD, you're right.
iPod.
DVD.
Podcast.
Yeah.
Download it.
A Breakthrough Thinking.
Yeah.
Wow. See, now we got right to the show. But take that first step. Call us. Call me. Call Barbara. I'll give out my cell number. I can explain what you can do. And if you don't take that first step, you will stay in your comfort zone most likely, and there won't be any different results. In fact, it could get worse because with economy. But we believe the economy has nothing to do with your results.
That's right. Absolutely. Some of the true, true entrepreneurs come out.
No question about it.
In a bad economy.
Yeah.
I never see a bad economy. And in a small business.
And if you look at globally, could a bad economy really mean the collective mindset of all the negativity going on in the world?
Yeah, that's a whole thing. I really truly believe that.
Yeah, I do too.
I believe if we all take care of our own environment and we each in turn do it, we can just cycle that out.
Yeah, I really believe that as well. And so I think it's really important. And here's some other hints. Here, the first tip is this. Let's give some practical tips out. Listen to your self-talk. Let's go back to that. And if you hear yourself, and just pay attention, saying, I can't, just change it, just a couple slight words, and say, how can I? You don't have to decide right then, just how can I? Mm-hmm. Let it sort of go for a while. Just say, how can I? If you hear I can't again, say, well, how can I instead? And then start changing how you say it. Rather than a harsh thing like, I can't, I won't, I don't know how, start using maybe a soft ally, a voice that would be like an ally to you, a friend. How can I do that? Or even a sexy voice. Barbara, let's hear a sexy voice.
How can I do
that? Whoa! See, automatically my state changed right then. Look, I'm feeling better already, and I already felt pretty good. But no, really, if you start changing these ways of changing what's called submodalities in neurolinguistic programming, meaning how you represent something, and you change the volume, the pitch, the auditory part of it, and the words, things will happen.
The visual will change in front of your eyes.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's the same. That's the same teaching as Tibetan Buddhism. Ask yourself. So these are practical steps that you can practice by yourself
right now, in the mirror,
in the morning before you leave.
Yes.
Make a conscious choice to have a good day.
Absolutely.
And make a conscious choice to change two words.
Yes.
Just two words.
And just listen to what you say. Also, you can listen to other people and be amazed how miserable people are talking about them, either themselves or other people. And that will give you an idea also what you might be hearing. Just change the words and how you say the words.
Or take, just take one. I'm going to throw this one out because this is a biggie for me. I see
yes.
this one all the time.
Ooh, I can't wait
take
to hear
Take responsibility.
Absolutely. And at least in this sense.
For your part in every
yeah.
situation.
Or at least take responsibility of what you say to yourself unconsciously
yeah,
and change it.
First to yourself.
Yeah, no question about
yeah.
it.
Because if you speak properly to yourself, you're not going to speak.
Now say that sexy voice again.
Sexy voice again?
Oh, okay, there we go. And when we come back from our break, we'll have more sexy
voice.
We're
having a break?
Yes, we're going to have another break here. And, of course, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business starring Barbara Haggerty. We're talking about tips to really start improving your life, your business. It's from the mindset. It's from the processes, the behaviors, the tasks. We'll be right back.
I love the next one. Highest and best use of your time.
At Beerham Baum & Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerham Baum & Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is Mind Your Own Business, a special two-hour edition starring Barbara Haggerty. And we've been talking about seven integrated concepts that should be built into the culture of your company. We also talked about the three absolute musts to be successful in business. Let's do a little summary of that. Exposure. Number one, people have to know you exist in business. You better have a pipeline. You better have a way to communicate with your pipeline. Number two, you have to have a quality product or service, or at least perceived value. And if you don't have that, no matter how many people know you exist, you won't have a business. And number three, timely delivery system. You better deliver it on time, whenever that time is, according to the client. If you don't have that and you have a pipeline, you have a good product, you're still not going to be in business.
And deliver it with a good attitude.
Oh, no question about that. That's very important. So we've been talking about the first integrated concept from the mindset, which is stress and control are inversely proportionate. One source of stress, as we were talking about, is self-talk. And if you say negative things, that will increase the stress. Really, just stop and think about what you're saying this second. Like if you're thinking like, well, I can't do this, I don't understand this, and you say, I don't, I can't, I won't, that will drive you to less control, more stress. That's how I look at it. Now, the practical tip, Barbara, we were talking about is instead of saying I can't or I won't, say how can I? And look for possibilities. Don't cut yourself off before you even try. That's very important. And it's pretty easy if you think about it, isn't it?
Yeah,
how
it
is
pretty easy. It takes practice. It's like everything else.
You make it into
practice.
A good habit.
Yeah, just practice.
So start today.
21 days.
Yeah,
We'll break a habit.
There we go.
Am I right?
Yeah, I think so.
21 days.
I could name that tune in 14, though.
21 days
we
will
can break
absolutely
that habit.
Break a habit.
Actually, NLP can really do wonders and really within...
It's pretty instant.
Actually, in 10 minutes, we could break a phobia.
Yeah.
No, really.
I know. I believe that.
It's amazing, and I've done that many times.
Actually, I have
clients.
A CD.
You do?
Of the basic, some of the basic concepts, and I've practiced it.
Oh, that's sort of cool.
Yeah.
So that's practical tip number one, self-talk. Now, a couple other things, and then we'll get into some of the other integrated concepts of what you put in the culture of your company, is a thing called reframing. So you always have the control to interpret an event the way it's most empowering. Most people interpret events usually according to their belief systems and through the lack of control. So if an event happens, you have a choice. You can unconsciously, like you always do, interpret it in a certain way. And if it's negative, and a lot of people are negative, then you have to ask the question, what else could this mean? Practical tip number two. All you have to do is, what else could this mean if it is a disempowering interpretation of the event?
Okay, now, can I ask a question that may be on people's minds right now?
Yes, absolutely.
They're in the middle of a conflict.
Yes.
They're just learning it. They just started NLP with you. They're in the middle of a conflict. How do they get that mindset pulled back?
Well, the best...
That's practice.
It is
right?
practice.
It's all practice.
Yeah,
right?
And you want to practice before you get in the middle of the conflict. And so, if you do practice, then you would have planned to be able to get out of that state of mind that drags you down. Or you're so good at it that in the middle of a conflict, you can then really control the state of mind that you want that'd be best supportive in that conflict.
That's the 22nd day.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the 22nd. But you can plan to go into that meeting and see a good outcome.
Absolutely. I like that. You can plan and make a decision right then and there with some NLP techniques and other ways of thinking about it to have a plan of attack from a state of mind. Not just what you're going to say, but how you want to react. How do you want to, not really react, but how you want to be able to present yourself in maybe like certain states of mind, like the most kind way, maybe feeling good despite the fact that someone might be feeling bad. Mm-hmm. There's another technique I'll bring up now because, Barbara, I think that's very, very good what you just said. You could separate the behavior of the person you're having a conflict with their positive intention. So you can look beyond the behavior and mm-hmm. say and make the assumption they have a positive intention. So if someone's angry,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example. What a little kid having a tantrum at 5 years old. If you look at the behavior, it can drive you nuts, right? A tantrum,
right.
Screaming, yelling.
That's what gets you reactive.
Yeah, but if you look at the positive intention of the little baby or the little kid, maybe they just want attention. Maybe they want to be held. Maybe mm-hmm. they want to be mm-hmm. loved. Maybe they want to be fed. And you go to the positive intention and react to that. Of course, with boundaries, you don't want to get hit
and
or
sometimes
hurt.
You have to ignore certain things.
Yeah, well, exactly. So think of the next positive, the next tip. Practical tip is look at the positive behavior, positive intention behind the behavior. So let's give some more examples. So even now, it's easy to see a little baby having a tantrum. People
That's
are tolerant of that.
Yes, people
but
are more tolerant.
What about an adult that has a tantrum?
Yeah, what about an adult that has a tantrum now?
Or a boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, wife.
You take a deep breath.
Yeah.
I think you separate yourself. So what you're saying is you separate yourself mentally.
Yeah, you do.
And emotionally.
Exactly.
But I think in order to, in a practical sense,
yeah.
to actually apply this, you might have to walk away.
You know, you could, you may have to,
you
that's true.
You may have to excuse yourself.
Especially if you're not practiced.
Right.
And you don't have the skills to change your
state
of
mind. So if you're just starting, you may have to just, I need a timeout.
Yeah.
Like there's a fight in a hockey game.
Yeah.
They don't stay in there and punch it out. They get the timeout.
Yeah, they go in the penalty box.
Right. So you need to give yourself a timeout.
Yeah, there's
and
no,
it might be a couple of minutes. It might be five. It might be 5 years. It might be the rest of your life.
That's right. Like, no, I'm not going to see you again. Now, the thing is
well,
this.
Well, if you can choose to participate in it. Is that what that's what we're talking about? We make a choice. We're going to participate in this, and how are we going to participate
Absolutely.
In it?
Absolutely, yeah.
How are we going to do that?
And one of the longer-term effects, I think, that people can practice right now before the conflict happens, because mm-hmm. people will get in conflicts, is really start to ask the question, all right, let's say your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your boss, your employees, colleagues.
Your clients.
Or clients. Say they
your
have
consultants.
Just say
anybody.
Exactly. And say they have a behavior. What is it? You know, in their worst day. But what's their positive intention? And usually you'll find that it's something they want to resolve something to feel good. So if someone's yelling at you because, let's say, you didn't deliver your product timely, they're not, you see the behavior, but maybe they just want the product so they can feel comfortable.
Well, they had an expectation.
Yeah.
So you go back, I'm jumping in here to take this back to your business process.
Yeah.
Did we promise this?
Well, that's
Is
true.
That person, it could be disappointment.
Well, it could be. But from a behavioral standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Well, they can behave, people even can behave
because,
very differently.
Because everyone has expectations. You're absolutely right. And there's a process that probably broke in the system. You're absolutely
and
right.
And so their expectation is neither, we don't know what happened to their day because of that.
But and you don't actually have to know, because all you have to do is assume. In NLP, they assume every behavior, no matter how bizarre, has a positive intention.
Okay, so that's the first rule that everybody should understand
absolutely.
In NLP, that the only rule is there's a positive intention.
Yeah, and you assume there is one. So if you come home and your wife is, let's say, yelling at you for not taking the garbage out, you can react to the behavior of yelling, or you could say maybe she just wants her house clean.
And maybe it stinks in there.
Yeah, and so maybe that's just the positive intention. So react to the positive intention. You will develop more compassion in life because you're not reacting to the behavior. You're looking at what that behavior will do for them. Now, we're not condoning behaviors. Inappropriate behaviors are inappropriate behaviors.
Right.
But at least you can see through it to the unconscious level and look at what's positive that's generating an inappropriate behavior. Like a little kid. That you think a little kid growing up having tantrums and now they're an adult, is that going to get them attention? No. That will push people away.
Yeah, it'll get them it'll get them a type of attention.
From a type of person that maybe you don't want to be with.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's important. But just practice that. Step one, separate the behavior from the positive intention. Just do that simple step. And as we go through other shows, will explain a little bit more advanced ways of looking at it. But that's the first step. Just practice it. Try it. You'll be amazed at how it might do wonders for you on what you focus on. Because, Barbara, after all, what you focus on is what you're going to get.
That's true.
If you focus on the negative behavior versus
you're
a positive intention.
Negative.
Exactly.
Because the universe doesn't tell the difference.
Yeah.
It doesn't know the difference whether it's what you want or you don't want. The energy understands what you focus on, whatever you attract, whatever you give energy to gets brighter, gets bigger.
Well, let's do this. You can also try it on yourself. Look at some of your behaviors and ask, okay, there's my behavior. What's my intention behind that behavior? What am I trying to achieve? And most of the time you will find it's something positive. I like people who drink. The behavior of drinking may not be good. But what are they trying to do? They're trying to feel better often if they're using alcohol to medicate
themselves. They're either trying to feel better or they're trying to forget.
Yeah, exactly. And they're trying to forget so they can feel better again.
Right.
So, but look at any behavior. Someone that is, let's say, needs anger management. Someone that flies off the handle. What are they really trying to get? They're trying to get control in their life. There's a positive intention.
Mm-hmm.
So if you start looking at the positive intentions, you will yourself feel more empowered, because you'll be less reactive to the behavior that will get you to fly off the handle. And why fly off the handle when you don't have to?
That's right. And we want to apply that to your business. That
no
one,
question
that
about
one,
it. Yeah.
That first tip personally and for business.
Yeah.
There may be just one area in business where that one practice could eliminate so much stress.
Oh, there's no question about it.
Because you might have a stressful situation with an employee.
Yeah.
You might have a stressful situation with a customer, a dissatisfied customer. So if we apply this one principle in that process of dealing with the customer, dealing with the employees, dealing with the phone, dealing with a IT situation. Any situation in your business, if we use this, let's try it.
No question. You'll be less defensive. And if you're defensive with a client or an employee or your boss, good luck. That's not going to be good. But when you look at the positive intention, you'll be less defensive because you're looking at the good versus the behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And that's simply...
And it brings the other person up to that level.
It will start to change.
Rather than drag you down to the level
Absolutely.
That they're reacting
at. Emmy Knuckles, that was a great insight. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion. Oh, you know, and I wanted to bring this up.
Kurtzbach.
No, but listen to that song.
Oh, I love this one. My favorite song.
Who sang it? Well, who's the singer?
Elvis.
Elvis Presley. And it was 34 years ago today, August 16th, when he died.
Oh, it's going to make me cry.
He passed away. We're sorry for that because he was the king. And that's Elvis Presley, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
And online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is Elvis Presley. Yes, this is Breakthrough Thinking. Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty. But this is really honoring the 34-year anniversary when Elvis passed away on August 16th. And that's why we're playing some Elvis tunes.
We're honoring his life,
yes,
not
absolutely.
His passing.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Miss Barbara, that is good.
We're honoring his life.
Remember Big Valley, Barbara?
I love dancing. I love music, and I love the King.
And you were sort of dancing there.
Oh yeah.
So you remember him from Ireland?
We have dancing classes.
Really?
Yeah, I have dance classes. Anytime you want to join,
wow,
I can teach you dance.
Wow, I'm not a very good dancer, but that's a good.
Well, then we have to teach you now. Now hold on a second.
Yes.
Now,
oh yeah, my self-talk.
Let's
right?
get you out of the comfort zone here. What did you just say? I'm not a very good dancer.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, I'll give you my pat answer to that.
You're saying,
can
I'm
you
like,
put one foot in front of the other?
I could dance like John Travolta.
Can you listen to music?
I used to play guitar.
Can you stand in front of me?
Can
dance.
I stand in front? Oh yes.
Yeah. You can
dance. Know what I like is the West Coast Swing. Ever do that?
Yeah, I do.
I tried that. I love that.
Yeah, it's
you love,
it's
I love
a lot
watching
of fun.
It.
You can do a lot of stuff in there.
It's so creative. It's amazing. Do they
I
still have
I wish we could
those?
Have dance classes on the radio. It would be so good.
Wow, you think we can do that?
Well, what happened before? Like before we had TV, didn't people have...
Yeah, they had radio dance.
Yeah, how
things.
Did they do that?
I don't know. Kurt, how'd they do that? I don't know how they
do that. Think about how to bring that back. That would be cool.
Yeah, wouldn't that be good? I love that. Okay, so anyway,
So now you need to take back that statement, which you just
that's
did.
That's right.
And that
I am a. I can be the next Fred Astaire, Gene Kelly, and John Travolta.
That's right.
All rolled up in
that's
one.
That's right.
One of the best
yes,
dance
you can
steps.
Dance.
How about this one? Did you ever see Pulp Fiction?
Yes.
One of the dance scene with John Travolta. Am I right, Kurt and Tom? That was fantastic dancing.
Yeah.
Well, I love that.
He's a terrific dancer.
That was good, right?
Yeah.
Better than Saturday Night Fever.
He's a
I thought he
dancer.
Developed much better. One of the favorite, yeah, look, Kurt's imitating him. That's funny.
Are they having a farewell party for him, or what's going on?
Yeah, I think we will
be. Yeah, he's excited.
He's off to Detroit. Okay, yeah. Now, getting back to the tips, self-talk. Watch it, right?
Watch yourself. Yeah, watch yourself. We're all capable of doing that. We just have to watch it. And you know, ask your friends.
Yeah.
Ask your friends to help you, just like I did with Dave. You can't dance, so
yeah,
I,
that's right.
Ask your friends to help you with your self-talk. Ask your business associates. You know, now when you go to your next networking group, instead of handing out your business cards, start asking people to check you on your self-talk.
Yeah, that's a great idea. That's a great practical tip.
You can
start
a whole new movement.
Because what you said, I really like what you said earlier. You said so many people are in self-talk, and they don't realize negative. It's just unconscious.
Well, you know, we don't always realize it. You don't realize when you just make a little statement. But if you have friends who will, without judgment...
Yeah,
like
that's the key.
You know, that's a big key. We can't have judgment because then it turns into blame. Oh, you said that again.
Yeah, that's right. Shut the heck up. You said that again.
Now we have an argument started. Yeah. But instead, it's like...
As a coach, you're like coaching your friend.
Oh, you can't dance, really?
Yeah.
Okay, can you walk?
Yeah. Can you stand in front of me? Can you listen to music?
Yes.
But I was in a rock and roll group.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So where'd that statement come from? We'll have to explore you deeper
later.
We'll explore the dark recesses of your mind later.
Oh, there we go. That's good. So self-talk, number one tip. And that, how easy
number
is that?
Number one tip.
Isn't that easy?
Is look
that's
for the positive
easy.
Intention.
Yeah, that's another tip. Positive intention.
What's the first tip?
So the first
Did
step
I forget
is listen already? To your self-talk.
Listen to your self-talk.
Second tip is reframe certain events that are disempowering. So if something puts you down, ask, what else could this mean that can put me in a better state of mind? And you keep looking for different meanings to your interpretation until you find the one that will get you out of the state.
So the first tip is self-talk.
Yeah, listen.
Watch your self-talk.
Absolutely.
Listen to yourself. Listening's a forgotten skill.
It really is, isn't it?
It also teaches you to listen.
Yeah.
Because we don't listen.
We don't pay attention.
You know, we have two ears and one mouth.
Yeah. That means listen more rather than...
Listen twice as much as you talk.
Absolutely.
So self-talk is the first one. The second one is always look for the positive intention behind a behavior.
Yeah, that could be... The one I gave was reframing. So a reframe is just looking at what meaning you attach to any event in your life. You have the choice to attach what that means to you. If it's disempowering... If it creates depression or anxiety or frustration, simply ask the question, what else could this mean that's more empowering?
And attach a new meaning.
Yeah, that's all you do. And
I know. And
it
you
takes
know,
a little while to
do
practice.
Do people realize how simple this is?
I don't think they do. I think so many people are stuck in their habits that they're like robots. They're just running on a reactive mode. And they don't realize they can change that reactive mode, have a little bit more control in their life.
Well, we like drama.
You know, that's true. People do love it.
You know, this is very simple. It's like my Six Thinking Hats book.
Well, I love that book. Look
I
at
love
that.
That's
a good
one. I love that book, too. And it's so simple. And
that a caveman
you know,
can do it, right?
I like to live my life like this. I don't want the details or the drama.
Yeah.
Details I want when I'm building a process for you.
Right.
For your business.
Right.
But I don't want the details of everybody's to-do list. I don't want the details of all the stories because what does it do for me?
Nothing.
It just bogs me down.
It drags you down and you
doesn't,
can't.
Yeah, it doesn't allow me room to be creative somewhere else. It doesn't allow the space to get filled with creativity somewhere else or learn a new course or do something. So
I agree.
I think it's really important to stress to the listeners out there that it is this simple.
It really
truly
is
this simple. And Dave's a master in NLP.
Yes.
Neuro-linguistic programming. I'm a student, and I've been a student all my life.
Which makes you
NLP.
A master. Because you know
I'm
the stuff.
I'm still a student.
But you really
I know it
this.
Because I learned it. I was taught it by my grandmother before I had a name for it. I didn't know what
that
it was called.
Cool.
But there's one thing that I do remember from years ago from NLP. And is this reframing?
Yes.
What I'm going to describe to you, it was about a fear of an elevator.
Yeah.
I remember this from years ago. And it was, if you have a fear of anything, so we'll say the fear of going in an elevator, it happens instantly.
Yeah, it does.
We don't get born with a certain fear. You know, we get bit with a dog, we fall off a windowsill, or something happens when we're kids, and we instantly have a fear.
Absolutely.
So the principle behind it, as I understand, is if you can install the fear that fast, you can uninstall it.
Absolutely. I'm so proud of you. That is exactly what the co-founder of NLP has always said. It's a one-time learning, a phobia or a fear, and you can uninstall it immediately because and replace it with something better.
Right, because sometimes, you know, I'm just here to comment and, you know, BS a little bit.
But, no, you're here to dance. You were dancing earlier.
Oh, yeah, I can dance, too. Get the camera on.
The camera is on. I'm watching you right now on the camera.
But I really want to stress to people it is that simple.
It really is.
And I'm not a master in NLP. I don't teach it. Dave teaches it. I love to learn it and share with him. But it's really that fast. And if you have a fear of an elevator, you don't start at the bottom and go up the elevator. You go up to the top and start at the top and come down and see yourself walking out safely.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt.
And it can be instant.
It can be. There's many different tools and techniques like the Fast Phobia Cure, they call it in NLP, that are very effective.
Is that what that is? It's not that's not reframing.
Reframing is a little different. I mean, the bottom line, every time you attach meaning, but there's some unconscious patterns that can work very wonderful. And the main purpose of talking about this is to show people there is hope. Just because you're a certain way, just because you react a certain way, just because you don't think you can get out of a certain state of mind, frustration, anxiety, depression, it doesn't mean there's not tools out there that can help you.
And just because you think you can't dance doesn't mean
exactly
that
I'm going
to
be dancing West Coast Swing. What's the East Coast Swing, by the way?
East Coast Swing is faster.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, and a lot more circles.
Which one do you like?
I like both. I like all dancing.
And you know all these steps?
Yeah, I dance.
Wow, you got the moves.
I've been dancing since I was a kid.
Wow.
I started with Irish dancing.
What is that? Describe that.
Michael Flatley? Irish dancing?
I never heard of that. Michael Flatley.
Come on. Where has he been? Below a rock? Please.
That was a Geico commercial.
Where has he been?
Well, tell us about...
Kurt, can you please explain Irish dancing to him?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I know what Irish coffee is.
He has never seen Lord of the Dance.
Rings? I saw Lord of the Rings.
Lord of...
No, I did. Wasn't that in Ireland?
Okay, let's reframe him right now.
Yeah. What's Irish... Okay, Kurt, go ahead. Do some dancing and we'll describe it like Howard Cosell. That's a Magger...
You don't remember
Magger, what's it called?
Michael Flatley?
No, what is that? What's Michael, what's Michael Flatley?
Okay, let's hold it to the break. We'll take care of you in the break.
That's right. We got
when
about
we
2 minutes.
When we come back, folks, he's going to know what Irish dancing is.
Yeah, I'm going to know personally. I'll probably be on the table dancing with an Irish coffee. I know what an Irish coffee is. Though.
That is a great, that's two wonderful
tips
we have here.
Actually, three. We got self-talk, reframing, and positive intention. Very important, and we'll keep reemphasizing this because simple things can make wonderful changes. You don't have to hit the home run every time. Just make simple shifts in your behavior, in your thinking. Things will happen, no question. Barbara, what do we got?
Now, how does a person step back and do this reframing? How do they attach a new meaning? If they can't do it any other way until they learn, can they physically step back?
Well, you know, that's interesting.
Like physically just step back for a minute?
You could. You could actually take a different perspective. Reframing meaning, can you see it in a different frame, a different time frame,
That's
a different angle even?
That's good. Yeah. See it in a different frame. If they're a visual person.
Yeah, that's all it is. What else are they missing? What can they see that's more empowering? And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Barbara Haggerty. Mind Your Own Business. This is a special 2-hour edition. Is this amazing, Barbara?
Yeah, and we're coming back for some Irish dancing.
Yeah, and I didn't even hear Elvis. Where's our Elvis songs,
Elvis,
ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
Wow, do you like that one? Now, should we be DJs in the Pop 40 or whatever it's called?
DJs, yes.
And this is Elvis Presley. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Don't be cruel to who heart is true. Baby, if I made you mad for something I might have said, please don't forget my past. The future looks bright ahead. Don't be cruel to who heart is true. I don't want no other love
Arizona station, 1010 KXXT, Tolleson, Phoenix.
It's the summer of 2011. Why not change? Why not your company? Why not now? Really? What will it take for you to change and improve your life, your capabilities? It's the summer of 2011. Running out of excuses yet? In this unpredictable economy, is this business as usual? No, this is turnaround business time. Time to improve in the summer of 2011. From business services to technology, marketing to productivity, sales to employee morale, nonprofits to associations, this show addresses today's, not yesterday's, critical topics essential to you and your company. Guess what? In this economy, embrace change or it will continue to confuse you. Leapfrog Forums, taking it to the next level, has been created by and for business challenges, changes, and success stories. Come and talk with us about the vision of change you are living and how that is taking your company to the next level. Let's get our friends and family members back to work now. How? Step up as a change advocate champion and share your innovative and collaborative successes in the workplace with us on air. Tell your story. Leapfrog Forums, taking it to the next level. Innovation and collaboration for growth and jobs. Accomplishing together what we cannot do alone. Call the boss at 602-859-0048. 602-859-0048. That's 602-859-0048. And visit us at www.leapfrogforums.com. www.leapfrogforums.com.
What does your landscaping say about you?
I'm friendly to our planet.
I xeriscape.
I'm water smart.
I harvest rainwater for my landscape and garden.
I'm a free thinker.
My landscape is filled with flowers year-round.
I'm energy conscious.
I water wisely.
Clemente Design Landscape represents your vision with an understanding of what a well-designed and cost-effective landscape can do for you. Call us for a free one-hour consultation and evaluation at 602-540-3773. That's 602-540-3773. Or visit the website ClementeDesignIsGreen.com.
Well, bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up.
And welcome back again.
We're on the air.
Yes, we are. And this is Breakthrough Thinking
and
with Dave Isaac.
Tonight.
This is Mind Your Own Business, special two-hour edition starring Barbara Haggerty. We are honoring the life of Elvis Presley, who passed away 34 years ago today. And of course, we're playing some of the favorite songs of all time. So many songs that Elvis recorded.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Great music.
So, I saw some, as promised, I now know what Irish dancing is. Michael Flatley, Barbara in studio, and those of you are viewing this from the website breakradioshow.com also saw Barbara dance on the break. Yes, it's live on the break. And this is great. We're getting all sorts of texts. You're the most popular person in Phoenix right now.
I don't believe it.
Yeah. No, really. Look, text.
No, I don't want to see it.
Congratulations, Barbara. Barbara, nice dancing. Barbara, okay. Dance on the table. Okay, so.
Yeah, let's move on.
Okay, let's move on.
Let's move on.
All right, so let's keep going.
This is really good. So I really hope that people get this because I want to tie this in with my 7 steps to business excellence.
Yes.
My first step is assessment.
And that's what we're doing here, right?
And so what we're doing here so that the listeners understand is we're taking the 7 steps to business excellence. We're adding in these integrated concepts to build into your company and also into your mindset.
Very important.
And then we get the whole thing tied up because what I'm saying at the end of this is you're in peak performance with tangible results. And I can't understand anybody in business that wouldn't want to get there. I just don't get it.
I agree.
So if you want to get there, you can use any or all any part or all of these steps and concepts that we're introducing here.
Absolutely. And I'm going to make a very bold statement now. Ready?
You ready
for this?
Let's go. Let's hear what you have to say.
Your company is a reflection of your mindset.
That's true.
Think about that,
right? That's true, because you're the leader of your company.
Yeah, and the company, as your mindset goes, the company goes. If you want a harmonious, powerful, empowering company, then you have to be that way first. Be that which you seek. Let's talk about that again.
Well, don't we have to be that person in ourselves regardless?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. So be that what you seek is a nice saying.
Be that what you seek.
Yeah. Because a lot of people look outside themselves to make it for them rather than taking accountability, like you said, responsibility. You can do it, but it's regardless of the outside external events.
And take accountability regardless of the mistakes. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
Mistakes really are only lessons.
Exactly. That's one of the NLP presuppositions.
It's only a lesson. It's not a big deal. In the big, wide scheme of things, a mistake is nothing more than just a lesson that you haven't learned yet.
It's feedback. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, I just heard that.
It's feedback.
Oh, you said that.
Oh, you heard it again.
Oh, yeah. It was like, yeah, feedback, like an echo. But no, absolutely. So look at a mistake as feedback. Don't beat yourself up over it. What did you learn from it? Again, this is reframing. What else could this mistake mean?
Attach the meaning.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. If this mistake, and everyone has done certain things, no one's perfect. If you attach a meaning that, I'm not good, I shouldn't have done it, you focus on the bad part versus, well, what else could this mean? Well, it means feedback. I've learned something I won't do again. That is reframing. Why not? It's so easy. And it will get you in a better state of mind.
That's how easy it is.
It really is.
That's how simple it is. What happens is, and why we teach it, is we forget.
We do forget.
We forget.
Habits.
Like, how did we learn in school years ago? How did you learn? Well, how did you... I'm off topic now, but how did you learn dancing? How did you learn dancing?
I didn't. Okay, ladies and gentlemen. But I just watched you dance.
How did you learn your tables at school, like two ones or two, two
My
twos
tables?
Or four? Yeah, did you learn that?
I learned here? The four-legged table. The two. Okay, you mean like the math and all that? Yeah, practice.
We had to stand up in class and all say it together.
Exactly.
We had to practice it. We had to write it for homework. So if you're a visual person, you can write it and see it.
Yeah.
If you're an auditory person,
so now
we're getting into the other modalities.
Nice. I like it, though.
Say it.
Yeah.
If you're kinesthetic, you want to feel the table book. Is that it?
Well, you can, and they do have certain teaching methods where you can
people might, like,
count.
I like to hold a pen in my hand.
You do?
Yeah, always.
I do, too. Look, I got
a
pencil.
I like to hold something in my hand because I'm more kinesthetic.
You like to hold the dance partner
you
dance. See? Am I right, Kurt?
He's excited. To be danced.
He's looking like John Travolta right now.
I like to be danced.
I never heard of it that way. I like to be danced.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
No, I don't know. Never. It's a new concept.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
You like to
dance me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, turn off the camera.
I like to dance.
Yeah, well, you do. And you're a good dancer. I saw you do the Michael Flatley special.
Dancing is good for your soul.
Dancing for the stars.
Dancing for the stars. Yes. Dancing is good for your soul. It's a great stress reliever. We can put it in here.
Great exercise.
Great exercise. It's a
movement.
Great stress reliever.
Great state of mind.
Do you know that when you listen to music and you're on a dance floor and there's movement, you cannot think about anything else.
That's a very good point.
You can't overthink anything. You can't be stressing about something. You can do this at home. Just put some music on and dance. Try it. Now, we gave some exercises here. We're going to do some self-talk in the mirror.
But I just got a great idea. Tip number four.
Change your dance and you will
change your
life.
Physiology. In doing so, dancing changes your physiology.
Yes, it does.
By changing your posture, changing what you're doing, from sitting to standing to dancing, moving.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. That's a great tip.
Well, you need the movement.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can be completely exhausted and tired. I can take a shower and leave the house 20 minutes later and go dance, and I dance for three or four hours.
Where do you go dancing?
Oh, I can't say that.
Okay, but it's somewhere in Phoenix.
It's somewhere in Phoenix.
Wow. Sorry, Kurt. I'll get the answer later. Off
there,
I'll get the answer for him. Okay. So we talked about some tips, really easy tips. And really, if you ignore these tips, then you're really not taking your life as seriously as you could. You want to reach your full potential. You want to do things differently. That's very important. Now,
And I see a note here, and I really want to bring this.
Yes.
You can always control more with high-end skill sets.
Oh, yes.
Empowering beliefs.
Oh.
Supportive states of mind, which is really, this is a big important thing. A supportive state of mind and the highest intention identity.
So I'll give you an example of this, high-end skill sets. And if there's a lot of, and also it relates to empowering beliefs. There's a lot of people that don't think everything's negotiable, for example. If you start with the fact that everything's negotiable, mm-hmm. and let's say you get a little bit behind on your car payment, and a lot of people are these days, and you think, oh, my gosh, there's nothing I can do. They're going to take the car. Stress.
And you've just created your outcome.
Yeah. But if you have an empowering belief like, wait, everything is possible, everything's negotiable, what don't I know about the situation? And you have the communication skills, meaning upgrade your skills like we mm-hmm. talked about, meaning more control of your life. I can't explain how many times you can call a vendor and really negotiate something, a win-win situation.
You can always negotiate something.
And it's just sad when people don't think they can. I call it they negotiate them against themselves by saying it won't work. And if they have that mindset, guess what? It won't work because they never even tried. That means more stress in their lives. Very sad.
We call it negotiating yourself out of a deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow. We think alike.
Yes, we do.
Oh, wow, but you dance better. Okay. So.
Yes, I do.
Yes. She admits it, right? Well, it's true. I'm going to dance at the break,
okay,
and we'll
I'll
see.
I'll teach you to
We're going to have a dance-off.
I can teach you to dance.
No, let's have a dance-off.
We'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, wow, like Kurt Warner.
Wouldn't that be neat now if you were on Dancing with the Stars?
Wow. Kurt Warner.
Think about that. The person who didn't know what Irish dancing was, a year from now he's on Dancing with the Stars.
And I win with the Irish dance.
I'll be your coach.
Drinking an Irish coffee, right?
That's right.
Do you like Irish coffee?
Yeah. Yes,
really?
I do. Yeah.
What is it?
It's coffee.
Oh.
With cream.
And?
Bailey's.
And?
Whiskey.
Oh, wow. She knows. I had no idea. All right. Off to the bar. Now, so that's very important. Focus on what you can control and upgrade your skills. Learn to change disempowering beliefs. And, again, people are going to say, hi. Well, just pick up a book from Tony Robbins. I mean, Awaken the Giant Within, mm-hmm. Unlimited Power, Joseph O'Connor, a great NLP writer called Introducing NLP. I mean, these are books out there that you can start your journey of a better life. And why not? Why not upgrade your skills?
Why not do it?
Yeah, and people just are just so stuck. And it's sad to see. Or they get medicated. We're becoming the Prozac society. And it just doesn't make sense.
No, we just need to turn on the TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true, too. It's crazy.
Every ad is for medication.
Yeah, it's very.
But that's a whole other show.
Yeah, that is sort of funny though. They don't need. You know what gets me? I'm going to make a comment on that. That can be a great show though. But sometimes they don't even talk about what the drug does, but they just show people jumping in the street, yelling and screaming with smiles on their faces. And it's like...
Well, it's either that... Well, one, there's a list of symptoms. So if you're symptomatic, you know what I mean by being symptomatic.
Yeah.
If you're symptomatic at all, you're going to be a hypochondriac.
So yeah.
Because now you've got a whole list of symptoms that any one of us can find if we look for it.
But it's
anybody can find that. So now we have to take some kind of medication and we're jumping over the moon. And then... We can always hire an attorney if we have a class action lawsuit for taking the wrong drug. Like it's
But isn't it weird how they say all the benefit of X benefit, but then they go, but don't take it with alcohol. You might cause liver damage, and they keep saying all these things that can happen to
Once
you.
Once they get you up there, they bring you down.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen with these, and it's not about doctors. It's these the drug companies are advertising, and it's the first time in history they go. Okay, and ask your doctor about that. Well, why doesn't the doctor know already? You know, so you're coming to the doctor to say, well, here's a list of drugs I think you should recommend because I can't prescribe them. It's not legal.
It's really sad.
It is sad.
It's really sad.
Yeah.
I really don't like it at all. Yeah. And it's a whole other show we can do on that because I'm very passionate about that.
And then what was it, Bob Dole doing the Pepsi commercial or was it the Purple Pill commercial? I forget which one.
I didn't see that.
Kurt, which one was it? He did the purple pill. You know what that is.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
What's the purple pill?
Well, chime in here. Okay, after the break. Well, we're going to take a break, and we'll talk about the purple pill.
We got all kinds of stuff going on in the break.
Yeah,
here.
We're going to talk about the purple pill after this break because, Barbara, I don't know dancing, and you don't know the purple pill. It'll be a unique combination.
We're going to dance with the purple pill.
Yeah, and we'll have people in suspense until about 2 more minutes, and we'll talk about the purple pill.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
How healthy is your business? Is your business plan helping your bottom line? Do you even have a business plan? Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business has over 25 years of helping businesses of all kinds and sizes to get them where their owners want them to go. She uses her special wellness check process. It's to assess where your business is now and then uses her own unique 7 steps business excellence plan to expand and grow your business into something to be proud of. Barbara will take a holistic or a global appreciation view of your company, and that's absolutely going to make a difference to your bottom line. So call now and schedule a wellness check and watch your business grow. 602-750-4518. That's Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. 602-750-4518.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. This is a special edition of Mind Your Own Business, 2-hour edition starring Barbara Haggerty. Wow, Barbara, we have been talking a lot of practical tips today. Hopefully people will listen, chime in, and really practice this stuff. And it does take practice.
Reduce
like anything.
Reduce your stress.
Yeah. Now let me ask
you this. Stress reduction all the way. Stress reduction, it's not worth it.
It's not.
We need to wake up happy. We need to go to bed happy.
And sleep happy.
Sleep happy.
Or
stay happy all day. We don't need to be stressed.
No. And so many people are. Do you see that?
It's not worth it. Yeah. I see it a lot. And we get busy. You get, don't confuse it by you can be busy. It's not always stressful. It's just busyness. You can be stressed, but good stress. You can be excited. That's good stress.
Yep.
That's okay.
That is
okay. We need a certain amount of that. But when you have constant tired stress and constant worry stress.
And negativity.
And negativity and, you know, 2-3 steps forward and 2.5 back kind of stress. That prolonged stress is not healthy at all.
It's not.
Not healthy.
It will manifest somewhere in your body.
Absolutely. It has to give somewhere. So these are great. Self-talks. I love this. I'm really passionate about this. I love it.
Excellent. Yeah, this is very, very
And this
helpful.
Whole thing ties in with the assessment because what I'm doing here with the 7 steps is I want to relieve the stress.
Absolutely. And
when we do this wellness check.
Yeah, let's check the wellness check.
You just heard about there. And
I like it. Where is the wellness? There it is.
There's the wellness check. When you go through this, Do we have a current business plan? Are you generating the desired results from your business? That's high stress if you're not doing that.
Yeah. And people.
So this will all reduce stress in your business. Your concepts for your mindset, your NLP techniques.
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing. If you add your NLP techniques on top of this, this is amazing.
Well, it's a complete package. Yeah. I mean, from the mindset to the behavioral tasks and projects, very important. It's a complete way of redesigning your business and making it the best it can be. And the best it can be is only based on how good you can be from moving above your self-imposed limitations. Should be one of the goals of all business people and people in life.
And I like this. This is similar to changing your lifestyle. You change your business lifestyle.
Yeah.
And if you decide to change your lifestyle, you're going to look at your diet. You're going to look at exercise. You're going to look at your friends and associates, your environment.
Very important.
Where you live. So your whole environment can change. So if you take a global view of your business, including a global view of your mindset towards your business and what you expect from it, you cannot fail at your business.
That's right. There's no question.
There's no way you can fail. If you add this in, you have these three, you cannot fail. You will absolutely be a success.
And people that fail have to accept there's no options, and there's always options. There's always
options, always choices. You can change, you can restructure, always. There's always options.
And also an important ingredient there, right now people are going to say, no, I had no options, I failed. But how do you define failure?
Always had a choice.
We already talked about, failure. It's feedback. So even though it didn't work this time, what's the feedback so you can then propel yourself to a greater business the next time? That's feedback.
Well, failure's nothing more than something we don't want to go back and repeat. It just lets us know what not to do.
Exactly.
That's all.
But why do people repeat it constantly? People will repeat the same thing, doing it over and over again, yet you know what they say? They expect different results. Definition of insanity.
That's true.
Right?
Well, you know, don't expect it. Expect the best and get the best.
Yeah.
Expect yourself to fail. Call it a failure. Those are kind of negative words.
But you can call it feedback. You can
reframe it.
Yeah. There's an NLP presupposition that says there's no such thing as failure, only feedback. So you really don't even use the word failure. You just use the word feedback.
So we change the word, change the language, change the structure, change the business model.
Yeah.
Change whatever parts of your business is not running smoothly and working.
And it's really, really critical. In fact, here's some of the NLP presuppositions that I have, and we talked about it. There's no failure, only feedback. Also, I like another one. There's 10 of them here, but a second one is, if what you're doing is not working, do anything else. So many people constantly do the same thing that doesn't work. And if it doesn't work, why are people constantly doing the same thing?
And this is all
easy stuff.
Ancient stuff.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's easy. It's just that we forget. So this is all a big reminder. So what do we want to do? Remind ourselves to be excellent?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We're just reminding ourselves. We're coming together. Give ourselves a dose of it once a week or whatever, once a month, once a day, whatever we have to do until we know it.
You know, you bring up a good point. I think in the old days, you always had three things in business that were absolutely critical. You needed a great attorney. You needed a great CPA. And maybe, you know, great insurance probably insurance person. But these days, you still need the great attorney. You need the great CPA. But now you need a great mentor or a great coach. And I know, Barbara, you do that. I mean, you mentor people. You need to hang around. People need to hang around people that have this mindset to uplift, motivate, inspire people to their greatest possibilities. If you're hanging around the people that just have the concept misery loves company and you keep dragging each other down, what type of life is that? I can't believe people still engage in that type of life. But they do. You said it.
Well, they
don't. They love drama.
They like drama.
They get addicted to the drama.
Well, and it's the addiction withdrawal syndrome. Now, I don't know enough about it, the 12-step program or whatever the recovery program is, but I do know a few people that have been involved in that, and I know one person in particular who now coaches a lot of that. So I do know that there's, even after recovery, there's the addiction... Withdrawal. The addiction withdrawal syndrome.
Right.
So, for example, you know, you think there's a... You feel you don't have that addictive personality anymore. And so an NLP technique will reframe that for the personality. But here's what we kind of quote-unquote know as the addictive personality, who's easily addicted to whatever it is, alcohol, cigarettes, whatever it is. So when you have it in front of you, can be a person. You can be addicted to a person. When you have it in front of you, it's wonderful. It's warm. It's fuzzy. It feels good, and it's wonderful, and it's perfect. It's now perfection for you. Then you have to go away from it. So you have to go to work. You can't drink. You can't smoke. You don't have that. So it may be the drama in your business that you're addicted to.
Yeah.
And so you go in there every day. It's very comfortable and warm and fuzzy. Then we go back, and then you have the withdrawal.
Yeah.
So now we start fighting it. So we come in fighting the next day because we're tense and we're ready. We need that drug again. So we need the drama. And I think that's what attracts people to drama and details.
I think so,
It's the addiction withdrawal syndrome.
Because it's sort of like the joke from Maury Amsterdam. Remember this on Dick Van Dyke?
No.
You don't remember Dick Van Dyke?
I remember Dick Van Dyke.
Wow, that was a great show.
I don't remember the joke.
Oh, the joke was Maury Amsterdam, who was one of the stars there. And they it was something about why he wore two sizes smaller, small shoes. So he had two sizes. His shoes were two sizes smaller than he should have had. And they go, why do you do that? And he goes, because he likes it when he takes it off so he can feel good. I mean, it's just dumb. I mean, think about it. But that's what you're saying, that people love the drama, then they love the makeup, and they love the drama, they love the makeup. And why have the drama?
Well, there's so much other stuff out there that we can feel good with all the time. We don't need to go back in that. But this is good for that.
It is.
So this is... We're tying this all together with stress in your business.
Yeah.
And stress affects the bottom line.
Hugely.
Hugely. So, yes, you might pay less tax to the IRS, but you'll certainly have less in your pocket.
Yeah, exactly. And that's great reframing.
I hear that. Yeah. I hear that, too. Well, I pay less tax if I make less money. Oh, really? Okay.
It's just
well, you also put less in here.
Exactly. It's the nut after tax that matters, not the fact that less tax. I agree with you. And there's one other thing I wanted to mention, another practical tip, number five, we have four so far, is when you're in a situation, why don't you ask yourself, what if I was like Tony Robbins? What if I was like a minister? What if I was whoever you really highly regard? What would they do? How would I do what they would do? And it might shift your perspective on that particular event. And it may make you feel more empowered, but it's a shifting of a referential index, what it's called, and really your identity level. So why not think of that? Think of a situation, in fact.
Now, that's all part of your courses that people get the tools to be able to do that, because you can't just walk out like we're given a few tips here.
Oh, these
today.
Are just tips. These
but
are
we're not going to – but these are genuine practical tips that people can start practicing tomorrow.
And chipping
today.
Away.
Start practicing right now.
Right this second.
And it may be that a little bit of it will just get in there the next time there's a conflict.
Yeah. The main thing I would recommend,
but if you,
people
but if
need
you can,
to grow.
Just walk away. Yeah. Walk away and practice a couple. If nothing else, just walk away. Walk away from your business for 5 minutes. There's no reason why you can't just get out and drive around the block.
Yeah.
Get out and walk around the block. Well, maybe not in August.
Dance around the block.
Dance around the block would be better.
That's even better.
Dance around the block would be better.
But, you know, the human mind's so complex, and it there's so many unconscious things going on that it's really good to be able to take control of that. And NLP is the best way I've seen. Now, I'm not saying it's the only way. I think there's other ways. But it's very important to have a fully integrated development program so you can completely learn how to change things that you never thought was even possible to change, like a belief system that's not working for you. Like even in the single scene, unconscious selection criteria or unconscious attraction criteria. People have these unconscious things going on. They select mm-hmm. people, and it doesn't work out, so they select another person. It's the same type of profile. Their whole life, they're selecting people that just are not compatible with themselves, and they wonder why they can never hold on to someone. Well, it's at an unconscious level. It's their selection and attraction strategies that are going on. And people would say, wow, I never heard of that. Well, just because you never heard of it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
That's right. Now you have heard about it.
Yeah.
Once you're aware, you can't go back.
Yeah, and you have to learn. And if you want a better life, and when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with the star of Mind Your Own Business, Barbara Haggerty. And again, we're honoring Elvis Presley today, his life, because 34 years ago he passed away. Very tragic.
But he still lives on with us.
Yes, he does.
In our hearts.
And we will be right back.
I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, yeah.
Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a multi-practice law firm, ideally equipped to assist with a broad range of legal and business issues in corporate and financial transactions, real estate, commercial, litigation, bankruptcy, and private client practice. Ridenour, Hyten & Lewis is a law firm that bases its practice on understanding the businesses of their clients, and they use this insight to meet each client's unique and evolving legal challenges. Call or click today, 602-254-9900. Find them on the web at rhkl-law.com.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
Wise men say only fools run.
Where's the water coming from?
I don't think that's water. That's Elvis. And you're listening to...
I'm crying.
Yeah, that's right. Really? This is sad for you?
That's where the water's coming from.
Is this a sad song for you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, this is a sad song for me.
Wow, it brings back memories, huh?
Yeah.
It does sound like water.
Yeah. What is it?
I think he's under a waterfall singing this.
It's Tears.
Oh, yeah, it's Tears. Tears of a Clown. Smokey Robinson, 1942. Okay, anyway, you're listening to Breakthrough Thinking, and this is Mind Your Own Business, starring Barbara Haggerty, the special two-hour edition. We've talked about mindset, how important it is in business and life. Reduce your stress by really knowing how much control you do have over your life. I thought we would talk, Barbara, about something that you are just so amazing at, the processes.
Passionate about, yeah.
And
we're getting off the stress thing,
yeah,
and the mindset. Have people had enough listening to you tell them about the mindset?
Yeah, they've had enough already. They want to say, okay, what can we do from a behavioral standpoint What do we got? I like what you have. What's the first thing?
What have I got from a behavioral standpoint?
No. From my
seven steps?
Yeah, your seven steps.
Well, I have assessment.
Yeah.
It's the very first one. The wellness check is an assessment of your business, which takes in and reduces a lot of the stress that that you have in your concept and your mindset, blah, blah, blah.
Absolutely.
So if we take the first step, which is assessment, we do an assessment on the business, do a complete wellness check. So you can pick out a couple of questions here. Let's see.
Oh, yeah.
Let's pick out a couple of questions. Oh, here's a good one.
Yes.
Do you know what goes on inside or behind the scenes in your company?
I bet a lot of owners don't.
That's stressful. Have you used a mystery shopper?
A mystery shopper.
Have you been your own customer?
You know, that's important. I had a client once that's all they did is the mystery shopping. It sounded like a great job.
That
Go
is
out
a great
shop.
Job.
But
that
you know how important that is?
Well, a girlfriend of mine did it, and you go to restaurants, buy lunch, and critique it. You just send in your report. Yeah, and they go shopping everywhere. How do you measure the success of your business?
Very important. You have to know what success means, criteria, define it.
Do you offer training and improvement opportunities? How do you expect? You can't expect employees to do what you expect them to do.
And training is so important.
If you don't train them,
yeah.
If they don't know what your expectations are. So we go down through the steps. We do an assessment. Then we start planning, which is the process. That's the procedures, the structure. You need the structure first. And if you don't have the structure, it's fine. You can still get by. But
yeah.
Getting by sometimes is not excellent.
Enough. It never is.
It's not excellent.
Yeah. And that relates to belief systems.
But if you're happy getting by, then if you're happy with what you have, then keep doing what you do.
But let's think about that. Let's talk about this and break it up from a belief system. If you're happy getting by, is that because you're happy getting by or is because you don't think you're capable of doing more?
It's because you don't think you're capable of
doing more.
If it
is,
I believe that.
Yeah. And if that's the case, then you have to work on the belief systems, because why just survive through life? Why not flourish?
Well, why get by? Why not just get a job? Why get by in your business?
I think people pretend.
And worry and stress about it.
Yeah.
So, but that's also a personal choice.
Is the personal choice, I'll be the devil's advocate, is a personal choice based on a lack of confidence, though. So a lot of people will move their goals down to meet their current resources, meaning to match their self-imposed limitation, versus keeping their goals high and moving towards their goals with upgraded skills, empowering beliefs, and a different identity. And I think most people will lower their goals to meet their own excellent standards.
Of course, they don't want to jump up. They don't want to jump up to that bar. So what this assessment does is it raises those questions. So you may be happy. Oh, I'm doing fine. I get by.
Yeah.
I'm all right. Everything's cool.
Yeah.
And then, okay, well, here you go.
Yeah.
Now, if you go down through that, now you have a question. Well, really, should I do more? Should I have a business plan? Should I have something? It's not an elaborate, it doesn't take forever to do it. You can implement small, tiny steps, like even these tips that you handed out.
Oh, yeah.
Can make an enormous difference. And the one thing I want to say is you don't know what the difference is until you try it.
Yeah, if you assume
you really don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know what
Why
the difference
is. Why not try it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not try it?
Because if you try it and it works, then guess what? You're further ahead. If you try it, it doesn't work. It just means, hey, get more skills. Because things will work if you have the skill sets.
It will start.
And the beliefs.
It'll propel you forward. You know, is your business for profit or not for profit? Sometimes for-profit business operate as a non-profit.
Yeah.
Do you know how they do that?
Why, say that again?
They just give time away.
Oh, yeah.
They give product away.
A lot of people do that.
Give a lot of time away.
Yes.
Spend a lot of time helping.
Helping.
Versus providing a service or a product.
Yeah. There's so many things that people could be aware of. You know, actually, I want to bring up a concept that maybe we didn't bring up that would be very helpful. Another tip. Wow, we're on five. Now we're on six.
Six tips?
It's called Actually, I like to call it tri-tips because when I go to a restaurant, I love the tri-tips. Okay. Anyway, the third level of thinking. Here's a great tip. Number six today. And Kurt's laughing. Third level of thinking.
Kurt's waiting for
think
this.
About this. Is that there's three levels. The first level, and I've said this before in the shows, I know what I know. Most people play in that level, meaning I know my name is Dave, and that's about all I care to know. First level.
That's so the first level
only
of
what
thinking.
Yeah,
what, I know what I know.
Yeah, just what you're familiar with. And you don't care to know anything else that can improve your life. The second level is I know what I don't know, meaning the example I give, I have a car. If the engine doesn't work, I don't know how to fix it, but I know where to fix it. I could bring it to a mechanic.
You know where you can learn to dance.
Yes, same thing. I know dancing exists. I don't know when they invented it, but I know it's happening. So the thing is, so first level, second level. Most people play in the first and second level. It keeps them in the comfort zone. Yes. And the third level is I know that I don't know what I don't know. Mm-hmm. Think about that. I know that I don't know what I don't know, meaning you have no clue beyond your comfort zone what exists that if it was one thing that you did know that can improve your business, wouldn't you want to play in the third level?
Yes.
How do you play in the third level is the next question.
Get out of your comfort zone.
Yes, and the one way to do it is you hang around people, like Warren Buffett said, always hang around people that are smarter or know more than you. I don't know how Warren Buffett found someone like that, but he did, actually. Ben Graham wrote Securities Analysis, Columbia University professor.
Well, because we all have different experiences, so we can all learn from each other.
Exactly, and share.
So it doesn't have to be smarter in your field. It doesn't have to be in a specific area. It has to be something that you know you don't know.
Exactly. And if you strive to play in the third level each and every day, this is one of the best tips I can offer today. You will learn stuff that might just ignite your business, just enhance your life with so much quality that you'd be very thankful, because too many people are stuck and only play in the first or second level, never venturing out to what is else out there in the universe that might be possible, that might just be the very thing that creates an amazing life for you. Play in the third level thinking. Hang around people that have
hang around
a sense.
In the third level.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't it make sense?
Yes, it makes perfect sense.
I just
sense.
Can't believe people don't do that. And they run their life. You remember the movie Groundhog Day?
Yes.
That's what their lives are. They wake up doing the same thing
Edward
over and over.
Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah.
It was another movie like that.
Was
Everybody
it?
Did the same thing.
It's incredible. But Bill Murray figured it out in Groundhog Day, one of my favorite movies. He eventually figured out that he can, you know, he wanted Andy McDowell, you know, to go out with her, but his behaviors, his attitude, his beliefs, he was sort of obnoxious as a weatherman. But he finally figured out if he upgraded his skills and he changed from being selfish to selfless, which he was, if you look in the movie, look at the movie and really see how he started helping the old man that was a homeless guy, and he upgraded his skills and he did things that were amazing, way above his self-imposed limitations. That's how he got out of the same day. I think the metaphor, the analogy of that movie was stop doing the same thing, stop waking up the same way each and every morning doing the same thing, learn to reach your full potential, and his life changed dramatically.
Take a different life to work.
Yeah.
Take a different street to work.
And Warren Buffett always talked about he would always drive a different way home just to change it up.
Take a different drive. You know, we can apply this in making it. I had a note here about making a decision.
Yeah.
That's often difficult
it
to
is.
Make a decision. You know, how do you make the right decision? You collect the facts, you ask questions, you try to understand.
There's a process for it, right?
Yeah, and in order to make a decision, we don't always know what we don't know.
That's right. And that's part of doing your homework, asking a mentor's advice, really paying attention, but not letting fear make the decision for you.
Fear is, what is fear?
False
fear is false evidence appearing real.
Yes. Wow.
I knew that one.
Yeah, you knew that one.
Yeah, we knew that one.
But very important. But fear often does make decisions for people.
So here's a couple of questions for the listeners.
Yes.
Now we've covered you've covered the mindset for them. Where do you find anxiety in your business?
Oh, that's a
just
very good
question. Just ask that question. One question. Where is the anxiety in your business?
It might be from a certain employee.
Could be an employee. could be
your
computer.
Could be yourself.
Could be yourself.
Right? It could be.
It could be yourself.
Wow. That's a great question. I love that question.
That's the first question. Where do you find anxiety in your business?
And what do you do about it?
Well, first you have to find it.
Yeah.
I saw something of yours here.
What did it say?
What's the first step? Do you know what the first step is?
Yeah.
So maybe you don't know where the anxiety is in your business.
Yeah. That's a good point.
It could be that you don't control your own finances.
Yeah.
It could be that your IT system's breaking down, and it's really frustrating. Could be something really simple. It could be one employee.
That could be solvable. There's no question about it, and fixable.
If a customer met you on the street, do you know exactly what they need to do in order to order from your business? Or do you just refer them to somebody?
Good question. I like it.
And do you actually have a process for that, or does it depend on the day and the customer?
You know, and that's where I think there's a lot of weaknesses in the processes in businesses, especially small and mid-market companies. They don't have a set process. It's sort of random. And if it's random, that means it's not going to work every time, every place, everywhere.
It's like it's determined by the day.
Yeah.
And so if it's determined by
the
day and the mood and the person, so now we don't have the third. We don't have the timely delivery system.
Oh, that's right. We're going to talk
about
that.
So we're missing one already just by my second question. Here's another question. What would you want a customer to say when they finished a transaction with you?
That's another good
question.
Do you
know what you want the customer to say?
So you can plan this into your whole business and make the results that you want. And when we come back from our break, we'll continue our discussion with Barbara Haggerty of Mind Your Own Business. This is Breakthrough Thinking. I'm Dave Isaac. We're honoring Elvis Presley today because August 16th, 34 years ago, that he passed away. We're honoring his life. He is the king. We'll be right back.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say.
At Beerenbaum Baum and Spean PC, we want to help you work on your business, not in your business. We take a simple approach. You know your business. Our firm gives you the information to make those decisions better. Our firm takes a proactive approach to your accounting needs, and if you look behind the numbers, you'll find there are hidden opportunities that we try to impart on you. Communication is the key to that understanding, and there is no charge for brief phone calls. Contact us at 602-266-5633 or email us at mitch@jfbpc.com. Beerenbaum and Spean works to increase your understanding of your business in order to make the decisions necessary to move your business forward.
Hi, I'm Paul, and I'm on the spectrum.
And I'm Kim, and I'm an autism specialist.
The second Monday and Tuesday of each month at 3 p.m. on 1010 a.m.
and online at breakradioshow.com, live and archived.
We're here to help you with
Understanding Autism.
Do you owe money to the IRS? Have you heard of possible payment options such as a partial payment installment agreement, offering compromise, or not currently collectible status? Knowing that you have options and what those options are will greatly relieve your worry and stress. Hi, my name is Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor. If you are curious as to what options may be available to you if you owe money to the IRS, my 25 years experience as a CPA may very well help you in these times of uncertainty. Stop worrying and start learning about what options you have. If you just want to talk to someone about your IRS debt or want specific advice, I invite you to call me at 602-625-3074. That is 602-625-3074. And when you call, ask for me, Dave Isaac, CPA and former government tax auditor.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
Ha!
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Thinking with Dave Isaac. No, it's not Elvis. It is Elvis. I'm not Elvis. And, of course, this is Mind Your Own Business with Barbara Haggerty, a two-hour special edition. We're honoring the life of Elvis Presley 34 years ago today, August 16th. Wow. He passed away. Can you believe it?
34 years ago.
Do you remember where you were when you heard?
Yes, I do.
Where were you?
I was visiting my girlfriend. This is at home in Ireland. I was visiting my girlfriend, and we just got the news, and we cried for 2 days.
Wow.
We were heartbroken.
Really?
Yeah.
And where was I?
Where were you?
I was in Torrance.
You want me to ask you?
Yeah.
Where were you, Dave?
I was in Torrance, California, in my car, driving on the 405 freeway, and they announced the king is dead. And that was sad.
And what did you do?
I did not cry for 2 days. I immediately was wondering, Barbara is probably crying for 2 days. I don't know her. I think she's in Ireland. I was drinking Irish coffee at the time. Okay. But anyway, that was sad. Really, a lot of people are very upset over that.
Yeah, it was really sad.
But think about that example. It really goes back to mindset again. Here's someone that apparently, by worldly standards, had everything and anything anyone would ever want. Fame, fortune, money. Mm-hmm. I mean, you name it. However, he wasn't happy. And that's a sad thing.
That's right, because money and toys and things don't buy happiness.
Yeah, and that's the mindset.
Comes from the inside. Yeah.
So very important to look at that and
so
really
make a
change.
Choice.
Yeah, make a choice and really redefine.
Happy.
Yeah, redefine your criteria. I think that's very, very important that people. In fact, I could bring this up very quickly. Another small tip here, because I believe, like the example we gave, is that money and things that people want, and there's nothing mm-hmm. wrong with having that. But when you attach your identity to it and you realize by having it, you think you'll be happy, that's wrong.
That's the key, attaching your identity to it.
You can have it. You can enjoy it if you have the highest intention to serve others. Now, so what I say in NLP is that instead of having goals, most people have having goals. I want this. I want that. I want a car. I want a house. And then they have doing goals. I want to get out there and meet 10 new people to get 10 new clients. I suggest you start from the beginning is state of being goals. That, as Tony Robbins says, do you succeed to be happy or do you happily succeed? It's a much different concept. The key is, can you just be happy just because as you go through your day doing stuff to get and obtain things versus just trying to obtain things for the purpose of being happy? It won't work.
No, it will never.
It'll never happen.
In fact, you'll lose it.
Yeah. I think it will.
It'll be taken away.
You'll never bring it with you on wherever you're going.
I think, it's the same concept as hoarding. If you hoard, it'll be taken away.
You know what's interesting?
It has to cycle.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready.
You'll be amazed, shock and amaze you, is that the most stressful clients I have as a CPA are the ones that are the wealthiest. Why? I mean, here's people with millions and millions of dollars. Why? Because their focus is on afraid of losing it mm-hmm. versus moving towards how do I multiply it? So a simple shift in focus from do I have all these millions and my focus is afraid of losing it, or I have all these millions, how can I share it? How can I gain and multiply it? That simple focus is the difference between stress and happiness.
And it's the fear.
It's the fear of losing it.
Well, and the fear generates the circumstances.
Oh, yeah.
The fear will generate the circumstances. The fear of losing it you will lose it.
So that's our seventh tip today. We're going to end with seven. Can you believe it? Where is your focus?
Good.
Is our
seven's our number.
I know. Can you believe it?
Seven is a good number.
So where's your focus is the seventh tip? Is your focus on losing what you have? Or is your focus on appreciating what you have? It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
Really, attitude of gratitude. You've heard of it.
Yes, I have.
So where is your focus?
Focus.
But so many people, sadly, are always looking for what they don't have versus what they do have. And that simple shift.
Well, it's the identity thing. It's the identity to, it's the attachment.
Yeah.
It's the attachment to the business. It's the attachment to the person. It's the attachment to another, something else is responsible for my happiness.
Yeah, that's well said.
It's the blame. It's almost a blaming.
Yeah.
Mindset. Because if I believe if you're responsible for my happiness and I don't feel happy, I'm going to attack you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to blame you for that, or absolutely, you're going to do something wrong.
Absolutely.
And you can't win from that because you can't. I'm not. You can't be responsible. So your business is not responsible for your happiness, but you can bring happiness into your business.
I always like to say it's like blaming your checkbook for not having money. I mean, it's so silly, right?
Well, you've heard that. What happened? There's no money in the bank? How did that happen?
Yeah, bad checkbook for not having money. Well, wait a minute. I mean, who's responsible for having money in your checkbook?
You've heard that. How did that happen? I have no money in my account. How did that happen? Haven't you heard that in the bank?
I have.
Haven't you heard people in the bank, there's no balance in your account?
And then they blame the teller.
Why? How did that
happen? You got plenty of money here. It's all taking responsibility, like you said earlier. And people can really make great shifts. Now, these seven topics, tips, I think are valuable. They are valuable. And we'll have this on an archive show on breakradioshow.com. So if you've missed this, if you've if you want to replay it, go to breakradioshow.com. And, of course, Barbara, why don't you give out some contact information, how people can really get in touch with you.
And people can contact me through the show, 602-296-3632, or my cell phone, 602-750-4518.
And say your cell phone again. I think that might be the better one.
602-750-4518.
I love it. I'm going to call that number.
Are you going to call me?
Yes, okay. I am.
Call me.
What did Mae West say?
And I'll change your mindset.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, call me and tell me you can't dance.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to say that again, especially on the air. I learned my own lesson on that one. But it is very important, and I really believe that people take these small steps to heart, and it will change. If you don't want to do it for you, I would say do it for your kids or other people. A lot of people don't like to make shifts in themselves, but they will do it for their kids or for family or friends.
Why not do it?
Yeah.
Really ask before you decide to do it for somebody else, ask yourself in the mirror while you're looking at yourself.
Yeah.
Why not do it for myself?
I love that.
Why not?
And that wraps up another episode of Mind Your Own Business starring Barbara Haggerty. Thank you for listening. That was good. And we'll, of course, see you next month, same time, same station, third Monday of the month. And
Tuesday of the month.
I said Monday. I'm on Tuesday.
You're excited.
That's right.
It's Tuesday.
And happy Elvis Day, honoring
happy
his
Elvis
life.
Happy Elvis Day.
And everyone have a great day. We'll see everyone tomorrow for the sports show. We have some special guests calling in. Arizona Rattlers wrap-up season. We'll do a review.
Sounds exciting.
A review. What is a review?
What is a review?
It's a review.
We're out of time. We can't
discuss
that.
Everyone, tune in tomorrow, 2 to 4. We'll be on the air with Breakthrough Sports. Have a great night. Go Mercury. That's where I'll be tonight.